Blog Talk Radio. Kitty.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the West Fresno Democratic Club Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Aileen Reed, president of the West Fresno Democratic Club, and I want to welcome everybody tonight to a very special edition. We started a little bit late, but I hope you're going to enjoy the show, and we have a lot of stuff to talk about. So if you hear something, pardon me, that you want to comment on, could you please give us a call at 1-619-924-0872. So once again, that's 1-619-924-0872. And first of all, I want to say welcome to all of our listeners, both locally and across the country, across the world. I've had a very interesting week, everybody, and I had to come face to face with, the slings and arrows, I would say, of white privilege and white supremacy, and this is something that is difficult to talk about. It's sort of like, when the Supreme Court talked about what is pornography. It's like, it's hard for me to describe, but I know it when I see it. So as an African-American woman living in America in the Central Valley, some people would say Mississippi Fresno, I'm saying to you that I know white privilege when I see it. And I recognize white supremacy when it's been staring me in the face for a while. So here's the question. When confronted with white privilege and white supremacy, what do you do? If your job's on the line, what do you do? If you are in an organization and you're dealing with this, even though you've repeatedly tried to get the other person to see your side, what do you do? Do you just let it go? You suck it up? Say nothing? You know, I'm one of those kind of people that many, many times people take kindness for weakness. And one thing I can say about my family on both sides, my mom's and my dad's, is that these are not weak people. So I'm the kind of person individually that I can try to go along and to get along for a while. But once I've had enough, and I don't want to talk about it. And believe me, no matter what the situation is, if people are used to seeing you in a certain way, i.e., you're subservient, you're kind, you're soft-spoken, you know, you're complacent, people will try to run over you. And this is not something I think. This is something that I know. And people will give you all sort of platitudes about why they're running you over. Oh, well, I have more experience, so I can see further down the road than you. You know, I wasn't sure that you knew what you were doing, so I thought that I would do it for you. And I wonder, listeners, have any of you ever been in this position where you worked with somebody who was always being condescending and talking down to you? If you were at a PTA meeting and other parents who might not look like you, and this is not necessarily color, okay, that what I'm about to say. This could be just somebody who, you know, has more money than you and decides that, you know, they're going to talk down to you and be condescending. And I have to tell you, folks, I don't have all the smarts in the world, but I do know when somebody is treating me like a child, patting me on the head and saying, "There, there, you know, let me talk for you because you don't know what you're talking about." And I say this to everybody in the listening audience. It's better to learn from experience than to have somebody pat you on the head and do it for you. So I say that I make a lot of mistakes and will make a lot of mistakes, even in my stewardship of the West Fresno Democratic Club. But I will always give people the benefit of the doubt, and I will never, never try to be condescending. I'm willing to work with anybody that's willing to work with me. However, I am not a child, and I refuse to be treated like. So I would love to hear some of your interactions with white privilege and white supremacy, whether it's on the job, at school. I don't want to hear about road rage, but anything other than that, I'd love to hear about it. If you'd like to call in, you can call in at 619-924-0872. Once again, that's 619-924-0872. Well, I want to move on. If we get some callers that have something to say about white privilege and white supremacy, I'm going to be all ears. But in the meantime, I'd like to talk about an upcoming event that is near and dear to my heart, and that is the statewide public hearing that's happening for the Poor People's Campaign. And for those of you who are not familiar with the Poor People's Campaign, it is the last big social movement that MLK stewarded before his assassination in 1968. And those of you of a certain age might remember Resurrection City that was put up in Washington, D.C., where you had hundreds of people living in tents, you know, using toted in water and food to illustrate the hardship of poverty in this country. And Dr. King, by 1968, by the time of his death, had evolved into something more than just, you know, a civil rights leader. He had evolved into human rights and was looking even beyond that, because he, that the war on poverty was going to cross racial lines. It was going to cross sexual orientation lines, and it was something that a lot of people could relate to on the money side. So, and in that same vein, he came out against the Vietnam War. And it was, and that's probably what killed him. That those two things, the war on poverty, the war against poverty, and his speaking out against the Vietnam War, the powers that be could not let that stand, and their answer was a bullet to the brain. So getting back to the Poor People's Campaign, so we like to emphasize that the four pillars of this campaign is systematic racism, poverty, ecological devastation, and the military and war economies. When you think about how much money is spent on the military, on enforcing the American empire around the world, it's appalling. It is absolutely appalling, the amount of money that we spend. And who is getting rich off of this? Who are the contractors that are getting rich off of this? This seems to be a trend in our country, folks, where the few have the majority of the resources and the many have none or very little. You know, and it is imperative that we arm ourselves with information and that we work with others who feel as we do, who are progressive, who are like-minded, and that is why I invite all of you to come out on April 8th and be a part of this movement. Now, I have the itinerary here. I'm looking for it, and the entire day is going to start at 10:30. We're going to gather at the Pavarello House at 412 F Street here in Fresno. And then at 11 a.m., there's going to be a press conference in front of Pavarello. At 11:45, we're going to do a Poor People's Campaign Justice March, and that's going to go from F and Ventura to the location of the hearing, which is around 12:15, we're going to arrive for a light lunch at Fresno EOC Local Conservation Corps and that is located at 1805 East California. After that, we're going to have the public hearing, and that's going to run from 1 to 3 p.m., where people are going to be giving their personal testimonies via video as well as in person. And we are hoping that people throughout California, will come and address one of the four pillars that I just named off. And those four pillars are systematic racism, poverty, ecological devastation, and the war economy and the military. So if you have anything that you'd like to know, anything that you want to contribute and say about the Poor People's Campaign, please give us a call at 1-619-924-0872. Once again, that's 1-619-924-0872. I ask that you call in and share your views about this national campaign that's coming to Fresno, or some would say Mississippi Fresno. Now, think about it, folks. Fresno was chosen to host the statewide public hearing. We are, of course, in the middle of California. That's, you know, pretty obvious. And the second thing, pardon me, the second thing is that we are the breadbasket of the world. You know, we really, really are. And it's unfortunate that we have people who are suffering from food insecurities right here in this valley. And I want to tip my hat and say a big thank you to the people, the good people at Community Food Bank, the good people at Pavarello House and the Fresno Rescue Mission. I want to give a big shout-out to all the churches and community groups that do food giveaways on a monthly basis. I am not ashamed to say that I have been the recipient of some of those food giveaways, and I'm very grateful. And I think that it's important that we acknowledge that these are the type of things that need to be. Hello? That these are the kind of things that need to be going on a regular basis. Okay, sorry about that glitch, folks. My apologies. As I was saying about the Poor People's Campaign, it's a national campaign. We have people coming from all over the state, as well as we have issued invitations to our local elected officials on the Fresno City Council, the Fresno Board of Supervisors, our mayor, Lee Brand, as well as the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. And we're hoping that all of these people come but while we have issued a sincere invitation to all of them, we want them to come and listen. This is not about a photo op for them. If that makes them happy, that's fine. This is about them listening to the hue and cry from the people that they govern. You know, there's a misconception in this country about politicians and those who are appointed by politicians. We are part of a participatory democracy in America. That means they work for us. They work for us. Can I say that one more time? They work for us. And that is why it is imperative that those of you who are not registered to vote, get registered. Register others on your block and in your family. If you have teenagers who are 17, about to turn 18, get them registered to vote. And I'm going to do a quick segue because Fresno County has just adopted a new voting process. And instead of your old, polling places and things like that, they are going to set up 10 voting centers, and you're going to be able to vote on more than just one day. They're going to extend the time. You're going to be able to go to one of these voting centers and you know, tell them where you live. They're going to be able to issue you the appropriate ballot for your area on the spot. And this is huge. Make no mistake about it, this is huge. And there's talk that they're going to mail out ballots to every, you know, address that they have. And there are some glitches in the system, because if you are a renter and you're not living in a stable place, that could be problematic. But I guess, you know, they figure, well, hey, the centers will take care of that. You give them your new address and they'll print out the appropriate ballot for you. Anyway, we'll see how that works out. And, you know, we're probably going to be doing entire shows about that entire process. I wish that I could get somebody from the elections office to come on our show. And hopefully in the future, that's going to be one of the things that we do. Because one of the things that we're trying to do in the West Vessel Democratic Club is not only encourage and assist people in registering to vote, not only doing that, but we also want to have a year-round membership drive. And at $15, you know, a year, I tell you, we're the best value in town. For our general meeting, we meet the third Saturday of every month, and we have been looking for a home. So let me just say now, the third Saturday of April, we are going to be at IHOP on Tulare, close to the 41. So any of you familiar with downtown Fresno, you know, if you know where Office Depot is, it's very close to Office Depot, this IHOP on Tulare. Okay, so let's get back to the Poor People's Campaign. And, you know, it's interesting, the people that you meet working on a project like this, because you meet people that you wouldn't ever think that you would meet. We are having steering committee meetings for the Fresno PPC steering, you know, committee. And we're meeting every Monday from 6 to 7 at New Light Church on Woodward and Channing. And we only meet from 6 to 7, and I have to say, folks, you'd be very proud to know that we have gotten a lot done, you know, and we are still taking testimonies. We're going to be doing remote videotaping the next few days, getting ready for the April 8th event. And so we're going to be at places like Pavarello, like Fresno Rescue Mission. We're going to be talking to the man or woman on the street who might just happen to be homeless and suffering from food insecurities. You know, we're going to try to go someplace close to the women's shelters, and we're also going to try to go to the sanctuary and talk to teenagers who are homeless. And, folks, I have to tell you, I've heard a lot of stories about, you know, homeless teens and how difficult it is for them. So we want to keep all that in mind as we talk about this. Oh, I see that we have a caller. I'm going to click them in. It looks like 4277. And good evening. You are on the air.
Good evening. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Is this Reverend Harris?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All
yes,
right, all right, folks. This is going to be good. So buckle up. Thank you for calling in, Reverend Harris. So I was just talking to everybody about the Poor People's Campaign and how you meet a lot of different people that you wouldn't
right.
Putting together an event like this. Would you agree with that?
Yes, a lot of heavy lifting. You know, my 35 years of doing community organizing, it's probably one of the most intense coming together with the community. I think Fresno is probably be put on the map, finally. I think it's long overdue.
Long overdue.
I believe that people are ready. I believe people are fired up. It's a lot of heavy lifting, you know. It's a lot of heavy lifting. It's something that you have to be really cut out for, you know. I think it's something
that you really have to be
you know, it's just something you just something we have to put this time and extra.
Right. And for the listeners who might just be joining us, Reverend Harris has just come on as a caller, and he's too modest to say it, but I'll say it. He is the chairperson of the Fresno PPC Steering Committee. So that means he's in charge. That also means that he's got to oversee other folks and make sure that they're doing the stuff that they're supposed to do. And, you know, he does it with such grace that he's not going to tell y'all about all the slings and arrows that he has to take in dealing with this. And, you know, any black leader does. I'm just going to say that out front, because Reverend, at the start of this show, I talked a little bit about white privilege and white supremacy, and I was asking some of the callers if they wanted to call in, if they had, you know, incidences where they had to confront white privilege or white supremacy and what those were. So I would love to hear what you have to say about how we need to deal with those two things, because we have to deal with it on an almost daily basis in America, whether you're black or brown or Asian, Native American. This is a problem. This is a problem.
Yeah, I think the Poor People's Campaign, that's part of the campaign, is dealing with systemic racism, institutionalized racism, you know, that we're dealing with as a people today. I mean, racism, systemic racism, is not nothing new to black folks. We've been dealing with this for over 400 years in this country. I think what it is that we have to be able to learn how to come together and partner with one another. We'll find out that we have similar issues more than issues that we don't have. And I think those issues that we do have, we need to come together around those issues and rally. I think that politically here in the San Joaquin Valley, I think institutionalized racism is something that is very profound in the school districts, the police departments.
Tell it.
Sheriff department, higher patrol. You know, all those different institutions right there deals with racism. And you'll find out that there are not many black folk that look like us that's in these institutions. But yet, you know, we're paying big money.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely, Reverend. I want to throw in the phone number real quick, because I'm really hoping that people will want to talk about this. So the caller number is 619-924-0872. Once again, that's 619-924-0872. You know, Reverend, I just learned something the other day. I mean, I knew it was low, but I didn't realize that African Americans only make up 3% of the population in Fresno. Now, somebody told me it was 8%. It used to be 8%, but it's only 3%. Now, that might have been you, because I learned so much from you, and I get so much information from you that I try so hard to remember the information that sometimes I just remember the messenger. 3%. 3% is what we've got here in Fresno. So this Poor People's Campaign and the dealing with the systemic racism and the poverty especially hits us hard, because we don't have the numbers. We need to build alliances with different groups, and, you know, we all should do that anyway. And the Poor People's Campaign is a very good way to a good conduit for that. in this valley. But I've said many, many times, if we can't make diversity work in this valley, it ain't going to work anywhere, because we got some everybody living in the valley. Everybody. And all those who are not European Americans are going to be dealing with some systemic racism, probably.
Well, I think we really have to understand where the racism is coming from. The racism and systemic racism is coming from farmers. When we look at the San Joaquin Valley politically, we have to understand that you have many conservative people who are in the farm industry. We hear them many times talk about people getting welfare and, you know, you're lazy and you don't want to work.
Right.
And, you know, all these different scenarios.
Yes.
But we have to understand that farmers get the biggest welfare check.
That's
subsidies.
Right, those subsidies.
You know, all the United States Department of Ag, when they take out insurance on vegetables that may go bad during the wintertime, they go to the government just like our people go to the government when they're having hard times.
That's right.
And they just get a check written to them. It's called subsidies. No one wants to have that conversation, you know. And I think that it's sad that we live in a region right now where the San Joaquin Valley feeds over 80% of the nation, well, as export to other countries here in the San Joaquin Valley, but yet Fresno has the highest concentration of poverty next to Bakersfield, which is 2 hours away.
Yes.
Going south of Fresno,
right?
We should be ashamed. We should not be happy. I think that when we look at the wealth, how it's not being shared across the board. You know, I spoke at the Fresno State today to the students today, and it's something that I told them that, you know, you are the next leaders, you know, and you have a moral responsibility to stand for what's right, you know, and not just be the go along to get along type person, but be a person of character, a person of integrity, a person. Dr. King said, "Don't judge me by the color of my skin, but judge me by my character." And so I think that from my observation today, going to Fresno State, I believe that our lower institutions for us are elementary, middle school, and high school. And I'm saying that we don't have good teachers in these institutions.
Right.
I'm talking about the overall system that's in place.
Yeah.
Has done a poor job preparing our kids for the college level. When I go in and I talk about history at Fresno State, the students are looking at me like deer in headlights. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
They're culturally
really
deprived.
King is don't really know who Cesar Chavez is. I mean, they might have heard the name, but I'm talking.
They
about
might have
really
heard the name.
Yeah, you know, they don't understand the labor, and I don't blame the kids, the students.
No,
you know, I blame the system, the institution that that in transferring them from one grade to the next. That they're clueless. I mean, I sat there, and there's no disrespect to the professor there because she's doing the best she can. But the kids are clueless.
Yeah.
They have no idea of what social justice is. They have no idea what racism is. They have no idea of that. And so we're really sitting at a bad time right now that we really have to call out racism. We have to call out systemic racism. We have to call out white privilege. We have to call out. And when I say call out, I'm not mean call out to go into a fight, but call out to have a conversation. I think we spend too much time talking at one another instead of one person talking, one person listening. So I'll go ahead and yield back to you.
Yeah, absolutely, Reverend Harris, absolutely. And I was, you know, I had a chance, listeners, to be with Dr. Harris the second part of the day because he was there in the morning, he was there in the afternoon. And I was able to give a presentation as well. Actually, we did one together. And he's absolutely right. The children, I shouldn't say children, the young people that were in that classroom today were culturally deprived, and they were not getting that in a classroom. And if they didn't get it at home or in their communities, they weren't getting it at all. And it's just amazing to me that they have all this advanced technology, you know, with the smartphones and the laptops and, you know, the tablets and all these things, and they don't know the culture that they may have been born into. It was fascinating to me to watch your interaction with these students, because you could tell that they were very attentive. These were intelligent young folks. But I was just amazed that, you know, I didn't see more passion, and I'm hoping, because I was fired up after you spoke, I'm hoping that they're going to be fired up as well. And that is why during my portion, I was like, okay, pick something that you're passionate about, whether it be social justice in general and you just want to help, whether it be, you know, you're into Latino history or you're into feminism or you're into, you know, food insecurity, whatever it is, pick something and go volunteer and do that. Immerse yourself in that and swim around in it. And this is one of the things that is so cool to me about the Poor People's Campaign, that people are actually having these conversations with one another, finding common ground. I mean, you got people from the Sierra Club sitting next to people who, you know, are active in the Chicano community. And you have people in the Chicano community sitting next to African Americans who are, you know, working in their communities. And this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. And I just have to say, Rev, I wanted to just riff for 1 minute on what you were talking about, the farm subsidies. Listeners, if you don't know it, there has been so much controversy about black farmers in this country and how they have been, I don't know, there's been a systematic way that they have worked against them, you know, up to and including giving them, you know, grain, selling them some seeds that they knew would not grow and impacting their business, their farm business. This is not made up stuff. This is not fiction. These things happened, just like, you know, Black Wall Street and Tulsa happened. We're not making this up. This is history. So I am with Reverend Harris when he talks about, you know, calling it out and confronting it. I had a question at the end of my session today where the young lady said, well, what do you do, you know, to combat the racism? And I said, listen, when you see white privilege and white supremacy, you have to say something. If you hear people being racially insensitive and bullying somebody, you have to say something. Because if you don't say anything, your silence, your complacent silence, is giving them fair leave to continue. And we cannot have that in this country. Enough is enough. So I'm with you, Reverend Harris, on everything you just said about that. And you know, you're doing a great job on the Poor People's Campaign. And I've been telling everybody that I know, and I'm going to be putting out posters this week, but you're doing a great job. You know, I'm proud to work with you on this event.
It's a lot of work. I've worked on many, many campaigns, single-handed as well as collaborative with other folks. I just think that people are tired. I went to Central Fish today and just to buy a little something, and guy around the corner says, "What is that? What is that?" And I'm thinking a spider or something is crawling on me. He said, "No, your shirt." And I said, "Oh, this is a Poor People camp." So I started talking. Another guy walks around. He said, "Yeah, my friend Dallas, he just posted that on social media." And I'm like, "Oh,
wow.
Dallas." Dallas was at the steering committee meeting. And so, you know, word is getting around. I went to got some flyers, and the guy went upstairs and made some copies and was giving them out. So I think the people are ready. People are ready. They're
people
ready for a messenger. They're ready. speak truth to power. And that's what we're going to do.
That's what we're
going to
do.
Worrying about offending folk. We just have to stand on righteousness, justice, freedom, and liberation.
Absolutely.
I think if we do that, I think that we'll be heading in the right direction. Got another call today from some people from the Mendota area, Fireball.
Oh, all right, Mendota.
Table folk who want to join the campaign. And so, you know, they heard us on the KFCF 88.1 FM the other day, and a guy said he was calling people trying to get my phone number, so he called me today. And so, you know, we're going to hook up with them. And, you know, he said, you know, he said, I listened to you and the other ladies, so you guys are on point. You know, we fight in the same fight, and we hear the passion in your voice, Rem Harris, and we just want to support you and stand with you. So I think that folk are ready, you know. I mean, it's more
people
of us, but it's more of them. And
absolutely.
We just have to work together on those things that we can partner with, we agree on.
Yes.
And what we don't agree on, you know, hey, just let it lay there.
We
can work with.
Well, yeah.
Let's move
forward. Well, we can agree to disagree about some things, but having that discussion, you know, and you always talk about that, Reverend, having that discussion is where it's at. Because it's like Maya said, we're more alike than unalike. We're more alike than unalike. And people have to really, you know, personalize that. And so, I just say, if you are a church member and you want to do some good in your community, come out to the Poor People's Campaign and march with us. If you want the best for your children, come out and march with the Poor People's Campaign and show your children what social justice activism looks like. You know, wherever you are on your life's journey, if you want to stop for a few minutes and consider your fellow man, come and walk with us. Come to the hearing and hear these personal testimonies, because I guarantee you I'm going to have my Kleenex ready. And I'm not crying out of just status. I'm crying because it is important, it's powerful to hear somebody say, to be a witness, to say their story and be a witness to that. And, you know, anybody who knows me knows my water is shallow. Rev knows. My sister Maria knows. And I'm telling all of you, if you want to see Aileen cry in person, come to the public hearing, because I'm going to be wet. My face is going to be wet the whole afternoon. But these are important things, you know, on a human level. We can't afford to lose anybody. And so when Reverend Harris speaks, you know, he always gives people attention. I hate to follow him when he gives a presentation. I got lucky today, you know. I got to go first. So I got lucky. Because, you know, when he talks, everybody, he kills it. And then, you know, he covers everything. But still and all, you know, I do my little piece, and he's still going. He had a lot of stuff to say, and the young people were responding to him because they could see that this is a man who knew what he was talking about. And we even had a chance to talk about Fresno Freedom School, of which, you know, Reverend Harris is the founder. And if you want to do some volunteer work, I would encourage, and it behooves all y'all to come out to Fresno Freedom School for some organic veggies. We're going to start our planting on Saturday. And really, you might think that this is separate from what we're talking about on the Poor People's Campaign, but it's really not. As Reverend Harris, could you tell people about the food that you gave away, that we've been giving away for ever, right up until the end? Could you share that portion with everybody, please?
Yeah, the Freedom School, we're getting ready to gear up this Saturday at 8 o'clock. We'll be going full force. Native Americans will be there this weekend to bless the land with the ancestors, to make sure that, you know, we have a blessing there. This winter, the kids grew kale and curly leaf greens and mustard greens and collard mm-hmm. greens and broccoli and cabbage and purple cabbage and green cabbage and
yep.
kale.
It was good too.
Just trying to, you know, give much of it away as possible, you know, and then, but then I found out today at Fresno State that Fresno State has a food pantry for the
mm-hmm.
students that they go and get free canned goods and food. I had no idea
right.
that students were struggling to eat at college. I mean, it just maybe naive or whatever.
No.
I just never thought in a million years that when you hear that, you know, you see the college students walking with their backpacks, but I never thought that a college student was having trouble making
mm-hmm.
ends meet, wanting food
mm-hmm.
to
right.
to how can you sit in a classroom and you're hungry?
Right, absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Reverend.
So it just goes to show you that, you know, the Freedom School possibly made another relationship today to pipeline
mm-hmm.
food from the farm to the bags of the students at Fresno State. So
right.
it was just a win-win situation. I learned a lot today, and like I said, going to be planting this Saturday at 8 o'clock, 1106
right.
West Woodward, Fresno, California, 93706. For those who may want to know more, give me a call, 559-790-4277. And
yes.
This year we'll be growing eggplants and broccoli and eggplants and bell peppers and corn and white corn and yellow corn
all right.
and watermelons and honeydews and cantaloupes and
we're
tomatoes.
We're for our watermelons, y'all.
Purple, green,
right.
yellow tomatoes, red tomatoes, black-eyed peas, purple peas, yellow peas, zucchini, squash, pickles, Fresno chili peppers, just all
wow.
types of food that the Freedom School will be growing this year. Matter of fact,
absolutely.
The tractor came over this evening and plowed the land, and it looks very beautiful. I'll be posting those pictures up soon on Facebook.
That's great.
And tomorrow they'll be making
exciting.
The rolls, and Saturday we'll be putting them seeds in the ground. So
Saturday
you know,
we'll be putting the seeds in.
It's just, you know, it's a real
you're doing the do.
Food revolution. You know, it's a food
yeah.
revolution that we're doing here. So we're just excited.
And we should be. And, folks, you know, I am part of Freedom School as well. Reverend Harris is the founder. I've only been with Freedom School. It's coming up on 3 years. And I can tell you, if you come out to Freedom School, you're going to get the Freedom School fever. I'm telling you early that once you're around the children and the staff and the volunteers, you're not going to want to leave. You're going to want to be there every day. And if you do, we have stuff for you to do. But we're not there every day, so you can't be there every day. But what I'm saying is that it's so important to give back. And I'm hoping that we snagged a couple of volunteers, pardon me, in that class today, because I could see the look on their faces when I talked about, you know, learn how to grow your own food. It is so important. And folks, those of you who have gardens or used to work in the garden with your mom or your grandma or your grandpa or your dad, you know that working in the dirt is therapeutic. And so Fresno Freedom School is a wraparound program that we're culturally based in African-American history and African history, but we welcome everybody, and everybody has fun when they come to Fresno Freedom School. And I'm thinking about the looks on the faces of some of the students today. They were so attentive and so engaged, and I'm thinking, you know, what would have been their questions if they had attended a program like Fresno Freedom School, where they could relate to some of the names that were being thrown out there, because some of the names that were being thrown out there, they didn't know. And that's not their fault, as Reverend Harris said. So I'm really hoping
yep.
that you know, we see folks on Saturday. I want to give the call-in number one more time. It is 619-924-0872. That's 619-924-0872. We're coming down to like the last 10, 15 minutes of the show. But I think Reverend Harris is right, everybody, when he says that people are ready for this message that the Poor People's Campaign is putting forth. I think 45 in the White House has really lit a fire under people, and we can now see that we're at a tipping point right now. I don't know how many of you watch CNN or MSNBC and watch the testimony of his education secretary, Betsy DeVos, when she wants to defund Special Olympics by $18 million. Now, it's not that she just wants to defund Special Olympics and some other programs for children with disabilities. She wants to take that money and put it in charter schools. Now, I am pro-charter schools. Don't get me wrong. There are some, you know, charter schools that are very good. But I'm saying, what about the children with disabilities that are counting on those services in regular public schools? Betsy DeVos is a millionaire heiress who contributed thousands and thousands of dollars to 45's campaign, and that is why she is sitting up there as education secretary. This is not somebody that has our best interests at heart or that of our children. This is somebody that is talking to the white elites, not the poor whites. They couldn't afford to go to the school she went to. I'm talking about the white elite, the 1%. So if this is important to y'all, if this is important to you to make a change, to make a difference, to let your voices be heard, come and march with us on April 8th. Come out to the Poor People's Campaign at Pomerello House. Be out there for the press conference. Listen to the personal testimonies that we're going to hear that day. See your elected officials. See who shows up. These are people that were elected to represent the people. Let's see who shows up and who doesn't. So I agree with Reverend Harris. We're at a tipping point. So, Rev, did you have anything that you wanted to add? Because we're getting down to the wire. We're not close, but we got about about 7 or 8 minutes left of the show, and I want to make sure to give you plenty of time to say what's on your heart, what you need to say about the Poor People's Campaign.
Well, still a lot of work yet to be done. We're still making contact. Well, I think the radio station the other day helped out a lot. We got things posted. Social media. Got a call from San Francisco. I'll be calling them tomorrow. Talk to the advocate. We're just organizing and mobilizing right now, you know, so till that big day come, and we'll let the people speak. And I always say the people united will never be divided. And,
that's right.
We'll have people here from all over California April 8th.
Wow. That's exciting stuff. That's exciting stuff. And folks, I hope you do Fresno proud by showing up and showing out. I don't mean, you know, acting crazy, but I mean showing up, because so many times we have events here and opportunities that we just don't show up for. But this time, I believe in my heart it's going to be different. I think this time we're going to show up and we're going to be there for our brothers and sisters who are going to give their personal testimony. Actually, I'm going to be one of the people that is going to be giving a testimony on behalf of my mom, who is 100 years old and is having some structural problems at her house due to City of Fresno tree that's out in front of her house. And I don't think we'd be having these problems if we lived on the northeast or northwest side of town. I think we are specifically having this problem at my 100-year-old mom's house because she is black. She does not have a lot of money. She's poor, although she owns her own home. But, you know, as a senior citizen, she doesn't have a lot of money. And as her caregiver, I don't have a lot of money. So I'm going to be one of the people that's going to be giving a personal testimony on April 8th. And I hope you all come out and hear it because, you know, we need the support. We need the people who are in power to listen. And, you know, we're going to have a chance to do breakout sessions, you know, with different people afterwards, people who are coming from around the state to witness this. So I'm hoping that everybody and the sound of my voice think about coming to Fresno on April 8th and being part of this march, this Poor People's Campaign march. If you want to be part of Martin Luther King's dream, and I really don't like to use that phrase because Dr. King had evolved into, you know, something so far beyond I have a dream speech. But if you want to be part of his legacy, if you want to be part of Dr. King's legacy, if you want to walk with Reverend Floyd D. Harris and the people on his steering committee, if you want to be a part of the change that's happening in the Central Valley, you want to turn things around for the better, come on out on April 8th and be part of the Poor People's Campaign. And I don't know what else I can say to make it plainer, Rev.
Well, we'll be meeting at the Paparello House at 10:30. We'll be gathering, and 11 we'll have our press conference, and about 11:45 we'll be marching back to the center. But So all I can say is just keep pushing, spreading the word. You can go to Floyd D. Harris Jr. Facebook. Go to Facebook community calendar, and you'll see the different posts that's there for the different events. And so, But other than that, I'll say goodnight to everyone.
Okay, and folks, that's going to wrap it up. I wish we, you know, had some other callers, but you know what? Reverend Harris is the man, so I want to thank you, Reverend Harris, for being part of tonight's show. I want to thank all of our listeners. I want to thank Reverend Harris for setting up the show and being such a strong black leader in this wasteland we call Mississippi Fresno. So with that, I want to say good night to everybody, and I also want to say stay black until we get back. All right now, take care. God bless.